I am the Lord your God, hear my voice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just as Kathy was giving that beautiful psalm response, our Lord spoke something to me. So this is what he said. All the readings today are about what? They're about idols. Idols that we have in our lives. That first reading talks about so much about idols from the book of Hosea. Really, the whole point is that they're saying, look, we're not going to turn to the work of our hands and say, this is our God anymore. We talked about that on Sunday, right? We mentioned a few things that are there. We think about those idols that are made of wood or straw or hay or those carved images that they worshiped back in other times. Still our worship today. But this is something that will help you to evaluate within your own soul, what is it that I'm turning into a god? What is it that I'm making into an idol within my life? It's a real simple question. And it's this. What is there in my life that presents itself to me, that I allow to have it be presented to me, that keeps me from hearing God's voice? What is there that I put within my life, or I give power in my life, or I allow to turn my gaze so I can't hear the voice of God? Whatever that is in your life, in my life, that's become a god in our lives. That's something that we give obeisance. That's something that we give attention that's only supposed to be given to God. That's why our Lord says that within our gospel reading today, I am the Lord your God, hear my voice. I'm the Lord your God, put attention to me. Because brothers and sisters, what we know as well as we know anything within our Catholic faith is that God is always speaking to us at every moment. Do you know that? God is always whispering things to us. He's using what he has given us in the hierarchy through our own guardian angel to speak to us those words that we need to hear. He is often putting people within our lives to go about in us, to bump us in some sort of way so that it wakes us up. God has spoken through this person. Was I listening? The way that we know whether we've kept God in his right place in his life, whether we're honoring him as we ought to, as Jesus said within the gospel, the first and the greatest commandment, which is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, and with our strength, with all that we are, it's what we put attention to. And anything within our lives that our attention is hindered from hearing the voice of God, we've actually given it the power to be as though it were the voice of God within our lives. Whether that's a spouse or a friend or a commentator or a boss or somebody like that who's, we're listening to their voice and they're tearing us down, or we're building, having our self-esteem built up by them. Or whether it's something as simple as maybe just a book or a study or something else that we're giving power to. Whatever that is, our Lord is saying, I'm the Lord your God. Just listen to me. Just hear my voice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.